We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Bird joining us now on the WadeForIt.com hotline to talk about it. And Paul, first of all, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
No, absolutely, guys. We just checked into the hotel late last night here in Washington. I saw the Hawks draft. Everybody's going nuts in Atlanta, so a lot of good young players on many teams. I mean, even soccer, yes. Atlanta is the place to be right now to go to a game. So we're fired up tonight for baseball, and great job last night, Hawks.
Yeah, Paul, we were actually talking about that on the – we were doing the Hawks draft broadcast, and one of my co-hosts asked me, you know, what other young core are you as excited about as you are now with the Hawks? And I think he meant in the NBA. And I said, well, yeah, the Braves. I feel pretty good about the Braves, too. And now you add a pitcher like Dallas Keuchel to the rotation. What are your expectations for him reasonably? What kind of impact do you think Keuchel has on this team?
No, he's very good. He's a number one for me.
Whoa.
And he's not DeGrom. I don't mean that. I just mean he is a guy, when you look at his numbers, you look at his playoff experience, the fact that he's won a World Series, and he's going to take the hill, and he's going to throw 89 miles an hour, an easy like Sunday morning sinker that's going to have late movement and fall off the table. He's going to throw four pitches for strikes. I was talking to McCann last night on the plane. He goes, Paul, watch this guy. He goes, he's never going to give in. Game's going to be on the line, maybe behind an account. He's going for the corner. He's going to hit his spot and execute. So when he brings all of those things to the table, you know, and all of these other players see that, he's going to be a huge piece for me that this team needs. If he threw 95, he'd have an $100-plus million contract in his back pocket. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. But he's a number one who just simply doesn't throw that hard.
That's the interesting part about it, Paul, is when, like Andy said, the expectations. But my thing with him is if he pitches well, where do you place him in the rotation? Because right now you got these young pitchers, you got Sorokin, Freed. They're going into uncharted territory kind of as far as innings in the big leagues. Do you think there's a way there that maybe they'll elevate him to that one, like you said?
Yeah, they could. Like, they, you know, if they were starting tomorrow, and again, you know, Dallas Keuchel hasn't thrown one pitch for the Braves.
Right.
So I'm just going on past history. He's missed spring training. That's a little bit of a concern for me. We're going to see how that plays out over the next couple weeks. But Soroka, for me, is also a number one. He's one of the best, hands-down, players in the game. He is – I hate comparing. He's like a Maddox. He's like a Maddox plus 5 miles an hour. Like, he's very, very good. So I don't want to slight anybody in that rotation, but if you're starting right. a playoff game and you say, hey, Mike Soroka's my number one, how many playoff games has he pitched? Zero.
Zero.
You know, he's 21 years old. Yeah, so I want a guy that I say, okay, I'm going to take the pressure off of Soroka, a young guy, a Freed, some other guys, and, you know, I'm going to say, here's our guy. Here's our leader. Here's the man who's been there before. Here's a Cy Young Award winner. Here's the guy that if he wants can put a World Series ring on his finger and was a huge piece of that. We're going to start him out one. And then it takes the pressure off everybody else, including Folty's, the other guys. And, you know, I think that he's going to be good for guys like Folty, who when Folty elbow was bothering him a little bit, and he lost a little bit of confidence because he was throwing 94 instead of 96. You know, now you're going to see a guy who's going to come in and who's going to pitch, and he's going to solidify a lot of concerns about that rotation. So it's a perfect piece, you know. It was a great move for me for Anthopoulos. You got him for a one-year deal. If he shows out, you can sign him for more if you want. It's just the mood on the plane last night was off the charts.
Really?
I bet it was. I mean, the excitement, 4.5-game lead, going out to take on Washington. Obviously, Stephen Strasburg on the mound tonight for the Nationals. Paul Byrd joining us here from Fox Sports South, getting ready for a big Braves weekend series. I wonder, you said you talked to McCann about him. McCann was his teammate for a couple years. Obviously, they won a World Series together. Did Brian McCann give you a sense of what type of teammate he is? Like, is he the type of guy that's going to take a Soroka and a Fried and some of these young guys under his wing and give them some of that veteran tutelage?
Yeah, he is. And that's another thing, too. And it's real important that that guy that talks backs it up with actions. And I don't mean that his ERA is a one. I don't mean that. I just mean that when you look over, he's preparing. And he's a tremendous preparer. So he's going to help other people learn more, get better on how to prepare. He works extremely hard, you know. I mean, this guy's, you know, the body issue, you know, sport, whatever. He's like a guy that is an insane. Yeah. Go out and buy it, right? He is a workout. I'm sure he'll be signing a lot of those. But he's one of those guys who goes out and, you know, he's an insane workaholic in the weight room. And, you know, in his physical preparation. So he does, you know, the scouting report, the mental preparation. He's got the physical preparation. He's a bulldog on the hill. He's a tremendous teammate. He's not selfish. So he checks all the boxes for me. And this is what's so important. When you have 21, 22-year-old guys in on your team and they've got 15 years left in their career, it's really important that they see a veteran who's already won a Cy Young, already won a World Series. It's really important that you see how they act, that that didn't change them, that they're going to work their tail off to be the best pitcher, the best teammate they can be. They're not selfish. And when they see how a pro acts at that age, somebody that has that kind of respect and repertoire, then all of a sudden you say, okay, now I know what a pro looks like. And they take that with them the rest of their career. Conversely, if you have a guy who, you know, for a lack of a better word, is a cancer in the clubhouse, who takes everybody down, who makes everybody sick, if you have that guy in the clubhouse who complains all the time, who doesn't want to give an interview, who doesn't work hard but is just extremely talented, then that messes a young guy up for a long time too. So, way to go, Alex Anthopoulos, not just getting a good pitcher, yeah, but getting the right guy in that locker room.
No doubt.
Paul, when do you think this rotation will be set? Because right now, I think they're still it's just to me, it looks like they're still searching for where this guy going to pitch. If we needed somebody in the sixth, this guy come in instead of, well, yeah. It kind of seems like they're drawing straws. Oh, well, let's go with Tomlin today. Oh, let's go with Tickett today. When do you think this thing will be settled?
I can't answer that. I mean, Swarzak's come in and done a nice job. I know Tomlin gives you a lot of flexibility and length in that pen. You know, I think that, you know, Minter coming back has thrown better. When I look at Luke Jackson, I think he has tremendous stuff. He's never done it before. I thought he's blown a few saves where he's actually pitched well, and some things have not worked out. But, you know, is he Mariano Rivera? No. But I do think that is a weakness right now that is working itself out. It's going to take some time. You know, guys are going to have to step up and, you know, solidify roles. But this is what I like. This is what I like. The questions that you just mentioned and you have right now, over their last 15 games, the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Best team in the league.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't feel urgency to do that, but let me just say this. If that gets straightened out, look out.
Yes, sir.
Look out.
Now, you make a great point, Paul.
Go ahead.
No, we've been talking about it the last couple weeks with all the winning they've been doing, and still, look, every team has
flaws.
Certain flaws.
Right.
But the point is, 4.5-game lead right now on the Phillies before the All-Star break feels really good. Paul Byrd joining us here from Fox Sports South. Hey, Paul, I wonder if you can identify like one specific difference that Josh Donaldson has that's made him come on the way he has the last 10 games or so, or if it's a culmination of things with Donaldson.
Yeah, his rhythm's been better. And, you know, you need your legs to hit. You need your legs to pitch. You know, you simply do. And so he's had the calf injury. I think part of it is he was playing 80, 90%. But here's the thing. Even when he was struggling early, the ball coming off his bat was smoking, man. He was lining out at 108 miles an hour, and people were like, what's wrong? And we're kind of like, well, it's just, you know, it's just baseball, you know. And I don't want to say he was as good as he is now, but he wasn't as bad as what the numbers said. And so now balls are falling for him. It's baseball, the law of averages. You can't keep crushing the ball and it keep going to people. Sooner or later, the ball will find its way in. And it's been fun to watch, man. And what I didn't know about Donaldson was how good he is at third base.
Yes, me too.
So even when he was struggling, he brought a lot to the team. And, you know, you add guys like Riley who have come in, and I'm like, man, this guy, Hollywood smile. He takes interviews like he's 30 years old in his prime. He's extremely humble. And the stuff that he is doing with the bat, you know, I mean, it's just weird stuff, like inside outing a ball, you know, 110 to the right field bleachers 15 rows back when another guy may have tried to slice that ball down the line or just work it the other way. He is inside outing the ball with incredible authority, can also pull it, sitting on pitches. This guy is special. So, you know, when you add guys like that to the mix with Donaldson, who's hot, Freeman, most underrated player in the league for me, Acuna, best younger player I've seen, like Roberto Clemente type stuff in a long time. I hope, you know, this team stays together for a long time. They are absolute blast to watch.
Paul, you mentioned it earlier when we first started chatting about, obviously, the excitement with the Braves young core, what the Hawks did last night, too. Did you get your Hawks season tickets yet?
Man, Jerome Jurinovich, I'm all over him. I'm like, man, and guys, I don't understand basketball like I do baseball, so I don't want to talk like I do. I'm just trying to figure out how we got those draft picks. How those
picks Travis Slake.
Like. Yeah. I mean, DeAndre Hunter at Yandre at four, and I'm like, okay, that's great. And then Cam Reddish at 10. I'm reading where, like, people are like, hey, do the Hawks, like, run across the, you know, stage, and how did we even make this happen? You know, I know we wanted one. I think we had a 12% chance of getting that, but I was blown away at what we did. And Trae Young, I know, you know, the GM got a little bit of trouble before the season started last year. Schlenk with the Trae Young move, but man, that was one of my favorite things to watch this year. So you had these other young guys. Yeah, I got to get tickets, man. You guys got any connections for me?
Hey, all right, we'll work it out this way, Paul.
Paul, we can work.
I'll get you in State Farm Arena. You get me inside SunTrust, and we'll call it an even split. Yeah, how's that sound?
You got it, man. You got it. I'm in. I will make that deal right now. I will trade up to make that deal. Yes.
All right. So, hey, Paul, thanks so much, man. Great stuff, as always. Enjoy Washington. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Paul. Take care, buddy.
You got it. Hey, love your all show. Yep. I can't wait to see tonight. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.